WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There's no more Major League Baseball this season, but there is Baseball, the new 18.5-hour documentary series by Ken Burns, producer of the PBS miniseries The Civil War. It starts this Sunday and is presented over the next 2 weeks in 9 episodes, or innings. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
The biggest complaint I've heard about baseball is that it's too long. But that's like saying NYPD Blue has too many characters, or The Simpsons takes on too many targets, or Seinfeld makes too much about nothing. All I know is my best measure of whether a TV show is really outstanding is whether it stops me from doing anything else. And baseball stopped me in my tracks. It demands that you look and that you listen, and it rewards you for the effort. Producers Burns and Lynn Novick and principal writers Burns and Jeffrey C. Ward have done really great work here. And just as the Civil War miniseries showcased the knowledge and enthusiasm of Shelby Foote, Baseball does it with dozens of contributors, from baseball players to paleontologists, from comedians to politicians. You can hear the emotion in their voices as they talk about the sport, or a particular player, or even a specific game. And you can hear it right now. Here's Mario Cuomo, who almost made the majors, on the symbolism of baseball.
It is a community activity. You need all 9 people helping one another. I love bunt plays. I love the idea of the bunt. I love the idea of the sacrifice. Even the word is good. Giving yourself up for the good of the whole. That's Jeremiah. That's thousands of years of wisdom. You find your own good in the good of the whole. You find your own individual fulfillment in the success of the community. That the Bible tried to do that and didn't teach you. Baseball did.
Here's Billy Crystal describing a recent meeting with baseball great Ted Williams and revealing how vivid both of their memories were about a game played in the sunshine long ago.
I walked up to him and I said, I had a picture and he signed it to me and all that stuff. And I said, Ted, I have home movies of you striking out against Bobby Shantz, 1957, Yankee Stadium, second game of a doubleheader. He says to me, curveball, low and away.
And here's Buck O'Neill, who's bound to emerge from baseball as big a star as Shelby Foote did from the Civil War. O'Neill listened to games from outside the ballpark when he was a kid. He played and managed in the old Negro Leagues and was the first African-American coach in Major League Baseball. He's 82 years old now, but listen to him talk about baseball, and he seems about 60 years younger. Here he is pairing Babe Ruth to players who have come after him.
I heard Ruth hit the ball. I'd never heard that sound before. And I was outside the fence, but it was a sound of the bat that I had never heard before in my life. That was Ruth hitting the ball. And the next time I heard that sound, I'm in Washington, D.C. I rushed out, and there was Josh Gibson hitting the ball. And I heard this sound again. Now, I didn't hear it anymore. I'm in Kansas City, and I heard this sound one more time that I hadn't heard only twice in my life. Now, you know who this is? Bo Jackson swinging at that, and now I heard this sound. It was a thrill for me. I said, here it is again. I heard it again. I've only heard it 3 times in my life, but now I'm living because I'm going to hear it again one day if I live long enough.
John Chancellor's narration is perfect. The images and sounds and music are woven together as beautifully and thoughtfully as they were on the Civil War, and, well, you get the idea. Baseball is not too long. Baseball strikes are too long. And you don't have to love baseball the sport to love baseball the TV series. You don't even have to love TV. You just have to love quality.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.